With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Welcome, welcome to the Heat Beat Podcast. I'm your host, Giancarlo Navas. And with me today, we have Heat Twitter President Alf. Are you like ex-Heat Twitter President? Or like is someone going to raid your house for Heat Twitter documents?
I don't know. This place is lawless, man. So
we live in a lawless society.
I don't know if I want any part of Heat Twitter anymore.
So we'll get into that as well. On the right.
Hey, can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
You should make a video for the opening song. I'm going to do this every time till you do it.
What if there's someone in the works?
What if there's Bro, it's been in the works for like 2 years.
Thanks for the time.
My friend and I made that opening segment before I left Heat Beat the first time. Yeah. Can you please get a video before I leave again?
You really had the Dwayne Wade arc where you left and then you came back. You know, and it was a really happy moment.
Are you trying to say 5 reasons of the Cavs?
No, I was thinking of the Bulls. Well, I mean, the Cavs now have, you know, Donovan Mitchell, you know, quote unquote top 15 guys. So, yeah. You know, yeah, Cavs for real. Okay. Face on the right, that voice you hear is Kenny. What's up, Kenny?
What's up, man? I've had a great summer. I'm not letting any people get to me. I don't. Hey,
why do you ask you how your summer was? What? You come and prepare.
I know, but you said you've been like whatever. Yeah, you know how it works, man.
I'm not prepared because I literally texted Brian Goins before we came on. I'm going to read you the text. How many tradable picks does Miami have?
Two, right?
Left me on red. I don't know.
They have two, and they could somehow with protections on an OKC pick. Blah, blah, blah. Who gives a shit?
Shimmy Slutler in chat says, G wearing the last Miami championship hat they'll ever have. I believe this is 2012. Didn't they win? They won 2013. So yeah. You are wrong, sir. The black one is the last one. Okay, get your fucking.
Is that the energy we're on?
Is that the what?
Is that the energy we're on? Like that combo? Like, is that what we're.
We, oh, listen, the God. Main story for tonight to steal from John Oliver. Donovan Mitchell goes to the Cavs. Headlined by Colin Sexton and some picks. Twitter was mad. I understand people getting upset that, you know, your team didn't get the star that wanted to come here. I want to start with Alf because I think the whole Miami's prospects to get a trade revolve around a couple things. How many years a star has left on their deal so that they can really force the issue of a trade? And also, how bad do teams want Tyler Hero? Also, teams thinking like a Miami pick in the future is worth more than a pick from Cleveland in the future because, like, you know, if Miami gives you a pick in 5 years, I think in 5 years, the Heat are likely to be better than Cleveland. Like, I think for the most part, that holds true. So, Alpha, I just kind of want to start with you. And I think that whenever we look at a trade evaluation, we got to start there. And I just think it just comes to if a team doesn't want Hero and Miami's picks aren't as attractive as other teams, then yeah, you're going to miss out sometimes.
No, you blind, overly positive Heat fan. stop caping for the front office. If Pat Riley was a real GM, okay, he would require other teams to take whatever the fuck he decides they deserve, all right? Like, there is none of this negotiating. There's no actually two teams agreeing on a trade. Great general managers force the other teams to make a trade, no matter what they actually want for their prospects. It doesn't matter. If he's a great GM, he is going to take Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson, and two first-round picks for Donovan Mitchell. That's it.
End of discussion.
That's it. Riley's asleep at the wheel, okay? Like, he's been asleep since the first round of the playoffs. He saw us beat the Hawks and just took the longest nap in history. My man has done nothing since, and I'm outraged as a Heat fan.
I think that's fair, and I think many are saying this, Kenny.
Pack
him up. Kenny, what are your thoughts on the deal and everything that I said?
I'm not even going to be sarcastic. Donovan Mitchell is just simply not the guy people have made him out to be these past 2 years. And so I think what's been happening is everybody's doing this Tyler Hero versus Donovan Mitchell one-on-one thing, trying to make it like, oh, well, Donovan Mitchell's a better player than Tyler, so they got to do this. They got to do whatever it takes to get him. No. No, because shout out to Leif. I listened to Five Reasons again. Leif pointed out that with that trade, the Jazz control the Cavs' next five drafts.
I think it's funny that Ethan and us partner just so that he can get a listener back in Kenny.
I'll listen again.
Shout out to Five Reasons. But yeah, it's just like if you're going to have them control your next five drafts, with a fan base who bitches about draft equity every time a deal doesn't get done, a whole different story. It's just not worth it at that point. Donovan Mitchell, again, is not the guy people keep making him out to be. He's a really good player, but he's not, like, game-changing. If he was that fucking good, the Jazz would have succeeded at something at some point. And so I think hold on to that stuff. If a four is the real issue, then just wait it out for that. But don't give up Tyler plus your future for Donovan.
You know, it's not even the discussion, right? Is he worth it or is he not worth it? Did you have what it takes to get for what the Jazz wanted him for? Like, if you don't have it, like, I don't. And then you can sit here, like, and you can sit here and blame the Heat's management for mismanaging assets. Shout out to Hot Take Harry or whatever you want to say, right? Like, they should have had more picks to trade. How? Like, how? Where are these? Why don't they have more first-round picks to trade? Where are they getting them? Go back in time and find me all the guys they could have traded for first-round picks while they were competing for championships the last 3 years. That's the thing. Oh, you could have traded traded Kendrick Nunn for a first-round pick. First of all, you couldn't. Like, that was never going to happen. Second of all, he was starting for you the year after you won a title. Like, what are we doing? Like, you could have traded Duncan Robinson for a first-round pick. First of all, you couldn't. Second of all, he was your starting shooting guard while you were running back a finals team. Like, nobody trades a starter for picks in the middle of the season after they went to the finals. Like, unless, like, you lost LeBron after the finals, right? Nobody does shit like that. So, like, the idea that he should have had the assets to be in the game for Donovan Mitchell, the only reason the Cavs have those assets is because the Cavs have sucked for 20 years outside of the LeBron years. Like, they've sucked so long and so hard. Like, they just have a bunch of assets. They have a bunch of young guys, and they were able, like, they just have a Colin Sexton sitting around. Like, the Heat don't have that luxury. They've been good for too damn long. Every time LeBron's not around, the fucking Cavs get a first-round draft pick. I mean, a lottery pick, a number one pick every single time. Like, the reason is because they suck. Like, unless you want the Heat to suck all the time, they're never going to have all the draft capital as some of these other teams that are in the running, like the Knicks and the Cavs, with all these picks and a bunch of young talent that they basically don't even need because all they have is young talent, and they can't even get into the playoffs.
So
yeah, so this
Brian phoned in, phone a friend. Two unprotected first rounders without Oklahoma City help. So the 2023 and 2029, and they can swap in 2024, 2027, and 2028. They have second round picks in 2028 and 2029. With Oklahoma City's help, I'm protecting the 2025 pick. Then they get three, which is 2023, 2027, and 2029, with swaps in 24, 26, and 28, and then second round picks in 28 and 29. So they need cooperation from my good friend Sam Presti, who is very notably not cooperative. Go ahead, Kenny. I just wanted to give context as to their very specific draft capital, courtesy of one Brian Goins.
So just to simplify what Al said, pretty much, you can't expect a winning team to operate like the Oklahoma City Thunder. It's just those two things don't fit. And also, Yeah, they maybe could have freed up all those picks, but again, you're doing that for Donovan Mitchell, really? Like,
but Kenny, well, even if on. They did do it, it doesn't matter. That's just like,
what, yeah, why, like, why are we shitting on Don? We don't have to shit on Donovan Mitchell.
He's a good player, but bro, like, he's to get all that up for him.
Stop it.
But yeah, but that's not the point. It's not.
I know it is, but like
we got all that stuff.
Both can be true. You know what I mean? Like, we don't have to like pretend like he's like a lot better than Hero. Like it's significant. Like, if Tyler Hero becomes Donovan Mitchell, we are throwing a fucking parade because of how happy we are. You know what I mean? Like, he's an A1 scorer. He can get to the cup. He's hubbed playoff offenses. Very good playoff offenses, by the way. He has popped off. Like, so I don't want to do this thing where like we pretend that. I think Tyler is like a fucking fraction of Donovan Mitchell. You know what I mean? So let's not do that. Nah, that's what I mean, don't want to do.
If it's Tyler plus a couple more players plus all those.
I mean, but a couple more players is like Duncan, who like, you know, half the fam is.
That's
like,
what they were asked for, though.
You know what I mean? It's like, but it's the package not being good. Like, we just can't do like, we can't ask the girl out. She say no and say, man, I don't want you anyway.
Well, I've always said no. I've always been.
Well, he never really wanted. To Kenny's credit, he never wanted Donovan Mitchell.
Kenny's been a stand.
I would have loved Donovan Mitchell. I really would have. Like, I think he's.
You're crazy.
I think that'd be a really good backcourt. But, and like, honestly, give up 3 first round picks, Tyler and Duncan and whatever else it would have took. I'm okay with it. Like, it doesn't.
You do that in a heartbeat, I think. Like, you're supposed to do that.
And it, but the thing is, I think to Kenny's point, he's saying, is he that much better than Tyler for it to be worth all that? I don't give a fuck about draft picks. So it doesn't, to me, I'm like, whatever, bro. Like, you're going to get a lot better and you're going to be able to score like you haven't scored. And yeah, he can't play defense, but none of the guys you're giving up can play defense either. So all you're going to be doing is getting better offensively. You would create space to be able to sign another power forward. Like, a lot of good things could have come from it. But the whole thing is like, it just goes back to my point. You did not have what they wanted. Like, so you to get upset and get angry at the front office just doesn't make a lot of sense. It's not that it's not their fault they didn't value Tyler Hero, the same guy you've been shitting on all offseason. You've been shitting on the guy. He sucks. He's this and that. Now you're mad that the Utah Jazz don't want to trade their best player, one of their best players in franchise history, for Tyler Hero, who you've been calling a bum for 3 months. Like, he's come on. Stepping. Like, what are we doing here?
Call him Ginobili. He, so.
YG.
That shit was so funny. Tyler Hero Instagram post where he misquoted a rapper, and it just made him seem like he thought Ginobili was European when he's Argentinian, which is kind of the same thing, if we're being honest.
To be fair, like, I don't know the difference. I can say I'm not going to sit there because
I can say that. But, but yeah, so yeah, I mean, I'll fun with you, man. And the other thing
you're
is
pissing
like
off Doral right now, by the way.
I think are the Argentinians in Doral? They're like in Aventura now. They're moving up.
They're coming to Kendall.
They're leaving me, going closer to you. They're inching closer to bro. I went to Alf's baby shower the other week. That shit, that took me 2 fucking hours to get there. And imagine you drive 2 hours. I spend like 3 minutes with Alf, and I have Hot Take Harry talking my ear off. That was my.
You know what? I'm gonna expose this. Hot Take Harry's the nicest fucking person on earth.
That doesn't make this funny. It makes it funny if I show up and it's just Harry being like, "They're asleep at the wheel. They're asleep at the wheel. You're Pat." You know, but I got like that for like an hour and a half. But I was late. There was no food because Harry ate it all. There was no.
Don't lie on my party. So Alf, that's Alf one thing. Don't lie on my party. There was plenty of food. Don't lie. Harry ate it all.
I was very wasted, so I had a different experience.
Dog, I get there. I know we're going off topic, but I get to Alf texts me like the day before. He's like, "Bro, what gin do you like? I want to get you gin because you know that I'm a gin drinker. I go, Tanqueray's fine, dude. I appreciate you." I get to the bar. I see the nice bottle of Tanqueray. I go, "Do a Tanqueray and tonic." Lady looks at me, says, "No tonic." I go, "Oh,
my bad."
Keep on the rocks, baby.
Yeah, do it. They were like three special drinks, right?
Oh, those were good. I had one of those.
They were no. They
I
were
drank good. Quite a few of all of them.
So he drank. So Kenny's on like his 5th drink, and he comes to me. He's like, "Oh man, these are really good, but I kind of just want something regular." I'm like, "Then order." He's like, "Oh, I can just order a regular drink." Like he thought he had to order one of the 3 special drinks. So anyway, Kenny was fucked up.
I was. Open bar. Yeah, gotta do what you gotta do.
Pumping those fucking fart. But yeah, regardless, veering back on track.
You know what this man did? I told him my baby shower's in Boynton Beach. He just got on the highway and started going north.
Yeah.
And then halfway through Broward, he decided to turn the GPS on.
Uh-huh. That's funny why it took so long.
You know G's Italian. Like, that's how motherfuckers discovered America. Like, motherfuckers just started going. And it's like, eventually, I'll hit something. Like, this motherfucker thought he would just drive north and then see a group of black people and it'd be my baby shower eventually.
So I start driving north. I'm like, I don't know where the fuck Pompano is. I don't cross the county line. So I'm just going. I was like, it can't be farther than Fort Lauderdale, can it? So I'm on 95, and once I start approaching, you know, where, Lauderdale, I'm like, all right, time to load this shit up. I have another hour. I was like,
who does that? Like, who does? That's the weirdest shit I ever heard.
Because I just figured it was around there. I was like, I know where I know the general direction.
Before there's no such thing as a general direction in Broward. Everything is and close together.
East or west could cost you about 45 minutes.
Well, I mean, I gotta take 95 anyway. You know what I mean? So it's like...
Like, 2 weeks before I'm talking to Dose, and he's like, hot take Harry's a little bit iffy about coming to your baby shower because it's so hot and it might rain. I'm like, it's inside, hot. Bro. What are you talking about? I'm like, you know, hot take Harry just thinks...
I thought it was going to be outside.
Well, yeah, because you guys just think every black party is like a Dr. Dre video.
Well, no, because in Miami, every Hispanic party is outside. That's what I thought.
You just thought we were going to be outside drinking 40s and smoking blunts. I know what you thought.
It was very classy.
He was going to wake, going to walk up like Tupac in Poetic Justice.
I didn't know how to dress either. I was like, should I wear a button down? Should I not? So I thought it was going to be outside. So I wore like a nice shorts, a nice watch, you know, a medium shirt, not too dressy, not too not. Apparently it was really nice. I mean, Alf was in a fucking, like, you know, Hugo Boss long
sleeve. That's Alfie, man. You don't have slacks,
to.
Kenny was wearing like
he looked like he pulled up the hoop.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He was wearing like a white
That's all my clothes.
Roya Shepherd says Pompano is his city. Your name literally says 561 and you claiming Pompano. He's talking to somebody in chat. Oh, shout out to Royal Shepherd. That's her dog. So Alf's fucking baby showers far. Kenny pulls up. Kenny goes to baby showers like he's going to play ball. At least those.
So all the important stuff. We're hitting all the important marks
here. Yeah, I mean, listen, it was a who's who in the local podcast market. Yeah, Hot Take Harry. We had Dos Minutos, Christian Hernandez, Kenny, and me.
No, Moose didn't come. I was drunk too. I don't remember. Moose could have been there.
Bro, you were drunk and you were on so much ibuprofen. You just come up to me and you go, I'm on 10 Advil right now. And then you limp away.
Fucking. Oh, the entire cast of LSO was in the building?
There was. Paris is really nice. He really came to say hi to me and gave me a hug. Chris did not.
He doesn't even like you.
Chris did not. Chris didn't approach me.
He don't even know. He doesn't know who you are.
I've met Chris from Maddox so many times. I've done never any shows with him.
He has no idea who you are. He thinks you're Dan Levitard.
Your wife got mad at me because I didn't say hi to her at the end because she was talking to many people and I didn't want to interrupt her. She just looked at me straight in the face. Why didn't you say hi before? And I go, I'm so scared of you. It's terrifying.
And she's bigger than you now. She's pregnant.
She'll beat me up.
Well, she was bigger than you before.
So kind of veering back on topic a little bit. The other thing I don't think, guys, is I think Colin Sexton at the price figure that Utah locked him in for, whatever Hero's going to get, I think Hero is just going to get more money because that's just – I would be shocked if they give Tyler Hero the Sexton contract. I think that's a fucking steal for Miami. But
He's never – no.
That's not happening.
Yeah,
what did Sexton get? 4 years, 76 or something?
Yeah, I heard Heroes is going to be in there. He's shooting for around the 100. That's what I heard. I don't know if it gets that high, but so there's a couple things in play. I think Cleveland's draft, because by the way, those Cleveland picks are past Donovan Mitchell's extension. So like if Mitchell doesn't want to stay there, which is probably likely he doesn't want to stay there, you know, those picks are going to be Donovan Mitchell-less team and a Colin Sexton-less team. So for Utah, you're just like, okay, well, those picks are attractive. And also, we get Sexton at this figure, which is probably nicer than Hero at whatever figure he's going to be at. And I kind of think of them as similar players and similar tiers with similar ceilings and stuff like that. So it's like, I'm upset. Like, I think if Miami was able to flip Mitch, Hero and Duncan and draft equity for Mitchell, I think that they're a clear number. I think they're a clear favorite in the East. I think they're for sure a number one seed. And I think he provides some youth and some insurance to play with Bam. I think you can extend him as well. So now after Jimmy and Kyle age out, you have Bam and him, which I think is going to be better than him and Gobert. So it's fucking amazing and fantastic. But I don't think Miami just had the trade package. And I'm okay with saying that. I'm not mad at them. I understand people being mad because you want him. But, like, I don't know, man. I thought that Cleveland offer was really fucking good.
See, that's the thing. I understand being disappointed. And I understand being frustrated at the offseason, right? Especially if, like, you are one of these people that believed some of the transaction merchants, as Ethan likes to call them, that the Heat were about to get Kevin Durant, Donovan Mitchell, Otto Porter, and...
I would have loved Otto Porter.
And, you know, and Harrison Barnes for Kendrick
Nunn, still in play,
Kevin Olynyk, and a second-round pick.
Still in, like, play, baby.
If you just believed all the... If you just believed all summer that... Like, that's the thing, is that you got hype all summer that this your team was going to just add a superstar after being the one seed. Like, I can see the disappointment. Like, so far, I'm disappointed. I really wanted Kevin Durant. Like, I didn't believe they'd ever get him, but, like, I was like, man, that'd be amazing if they got Kevin Durant, right? They didn't get Kevin Durant. He said he's staying. I was a little bit disappointed, but I moved on with my life. I got other shit to do. Like, these people who are so fucking angry because the shit that people told them was going to happen, that never really was going to happen, didn't happen. And for you to be that pissed off about it, like, it just, I don't know, I just don't get it. And even just to be mad, but, like, to direct your anger at Tyler Hero. Like, anybody who added Tyler Hero some bullshit on Twitter, you're lame. That's some loser lame shit, and you really need to think about your life. Like, so the same ones who've been talking about his baby's mother and his kid all year, like, y'all really need to examine your priorities. If what you do when you're upset is to go talk shit to someone who doesn't really give a fuck about you in the first place, you just end up looking weird on social media. Like, I don't know why you're doing that, but, like, that's what I'm talking about. Like, a lot of people came at me like, oh, I can't be frustrated. You can be fine. You can be. But when you just take this shit over the top is when I'm going to laugh at you. I'm going to mock you on social media.
I want
to.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I want to add a couple of things to that, because I think one particular thing, I think, Alf, you might have missed, you might have been off of social media. That man announced the gender of his upcoming baby And these losers were in the comments like, oh, you could raise him in Brooklyn. You could raise him in Utah. You know how fucking disrespectful that is?
Bro,
you
it's gotta so cancel weird.
Tyler Hero for a gender reveal.
It's like, nah, it's nah, you can't do like lame ass shit like that.
Don't harass the athletes, they, guys.
And then be mad when a dude says keep that same energy. Like,
leave him alone.
And so that's one thing. And then another thing,
politicians like I do. That's some good shit. Like, tweet at Matt Gaetz.
Right. He's probably watching Matt this. Gaetz. Hey, Matt, yeah, Gaetz, Matt Gaetz. Fuck you.
Yeah, if you're watching, fuck but, you, Matt Gaetz.
But keep the auto download on because you know we need.
Yeah, please. Yeah. Go check out Locked On Heat.
Yeah.
The second part of it is, at some point, you blame yourself. At some point, I mean, like when the Brooklyn Nets say, "Hey, we want a historic package for Kevin Durant." You look at what the package the Heat has.
You look down your bench.
You don't keep making yourself believe the shit is going to happen.
Yeah, but I understand, like, I respect the organization for, like, I wouldn't trade Bam for Durant. I wouldn't trade Bam for Durant, and I'm glad the organization, apparently, it would appear that they did not entertain that very, if at all, or if not very long. So that I'm good about. Kenny, I think the main thing that people are upset, and I understand that, like, they didn't make a move, and they lost the guy, and they're worse today than they were, you know, at the end of last season. I think that that's a fact, and that's okay. The thing that I've been saying is that I didn't see a move this offseason that was like, you know what I mean? Like, okay, like, you can make a move to make a move. And I think some people, like, Tiff has been a fan of, you. Sometimes you got to shake shit up, you know, because you got to make some changes to get guys motivated or to get, you know, things moving and stuff like that. But I don't know, man. Alf, there was just not a move for them to make. I love Gad on Twitter. He's great. He's with Five Reasons. He was like, we should have signed TJ Warren. I was like, bro, that's fine. No. But like, TJ Warren hates don't move that me. Dude.
TJ Warren don't move me. And like, I don't know what
it would have Jimmy hates him.
Yeah, that's true, too. I mean, but look at Russell Westbrook and Pat Bev. They're getting along famously.
Contracts aren't going to like change your life.
No, I get it. Like, I've said it before. If they start off game one of the season and Caleb Martin's a starting power forward, or Haywood Highsmith, or any of the other motherfucking non-power forwards we have on our roster, I will be annoyed. I'm going to be upset. Like, I can understand that, right? And I'm just, in my mind, I just got to be like, okay, I trust the Heat. They've, you know, done me right. They're going to figure this shit out. They have a plan. I can understand that. But, like, if you're going to sit here and tell me, you know, give me Jeremy Grant. Like, I like Jeremy Grant. But is he going to tip you into the finals? Like, I don't know. And just, then the thing is,
can't make moves for negative return over and over again like the Lakers.
And also, like, you say they're worse than last year. Here's the thing, and this might be a hot take. If they kept PJ Tucker and hard capped themselves, I still think they would have been worse than last year.
Oh, I agree with you. I think that the PJ thing was that was, if he wanted that deal, they could not give it to him, and I'm okay with
so
that.
So if all you did was still get worse than you were last year, marginally, right? You've kept yourself in the top four or five in the Eastern Conference, and you've kept the flexibility to make a move by the deadline. Is that not the smart way to go when the only options to improve your team were Jeremy Grant and Danilo Gallinari? Like, someone's like, they
get
got
well soon, Gallo.
The Celtics got Brogdon for nothing. First of all, they didn't get him for nothing, right? They got Brogdon for what would have blown up your KD trade. Okay? So if you were out of the KD running because you got Malcolm Brogdon, would you have been okay with that? Most Heat fans would not have.
They don't need a point guard.
And do not give me another undersized guard on this team, for God's sake.
They need front court help.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, and go ahead.
So here's what I'll say also. So for one, the Celtics definitely exposed to the rest of the league how you can guard that PJ and Bam combo. So I'm not sure if coming back the same next year would have been great. So I'm with Alpha on that. And also, all the talk about other teams getting better and the Heat not, I still don't know if those teams got better than the Heat.
Yeah,
aside from the Celtics, sure. But the Hawks are not better than the Heat because of DeJounte Murray.
The Bucks are going to get healthy because, you know, Middleton missed, you know. So, I mean, I think.
Yeah, but that's fair, but we can't really predict health. We don't know
for
how.
For sure, but, like, I think if someone tells you, I think the Bucks and I think the Celtics are better than Miami, I think you have to say, well, yeah. I mean, yeah.
And I think that's fine, but I also heard about the Brooklyn Nets all last year and they never faced them.
That's fine, but Milwaukee's Milwaukee's they're a champion, right? Like they won a title and they have the best player in the league, and you know he's still really fucking good. And Middleton's going to be healthy, and they're going to be good, and those guys aren't going anywhere, and they're better than you right now, I think. And Boston, Boston just beat you, and they added pieces. So, and if you want to,
if you end up only facing one of them teams, and like you just never know. I'm not. If you're a four seed, we'll see what happens.
I think the Heat are legitimately going to be a 4-6 seed, and I said that last year though.
You and Iman, you and Iman with that through six thing, I don't like.
But why not? Like why? Okay. If would you blame the Heat this year for doing more load management than they did last year? And last year these guys missed a lot of time, and that's the thing. The same thing they did last year, but somehow pulled a lot of games out of their ass. I feel like it's going to happen this year, and I don't think they load managed as much last year as they really had a lot of injuries and COVID and all kinds of different shit. But would you be surprised if the Heat load manage their guys better so that they didn't get into, you know, they're hoping by the finals that they can go. If they went into the finals with a healthy Kyle Lowry, I mean, the Eastern Conference finals, they're in the finals. Like, that's one thing where people say everyone got better. Oh, and the Bucks are going to get healthier. Are the Heat going to, I mean, if the Heat are fully healthy and the Heat have a healthy Kyle Lowry, isn't that a different team? And let's say they do make a move at the deadline to get a serviceable power forward. And then you have a healthier Depot than we've seen in 3 years. You have a healthy Kyle Lowry. Like, there's a lot of what ifs. Really, but every season is a bunch anymore. Of what ifs. Right?
I got to be honest with you. I don't really want to hear about Heat fans talking about Oladipo. I think Oladipo's like a nice bench piece. I think people wanting Oladipo to be, he's a nice bench piece. I don't think he's like going to solve any problems for you.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I think
real quick. By the way, real quick because somebody in chat said. Well, Christian Wood went for nothing. Why didn't we try to get him? Christian Wood went for a first-round pick.
Christian Wood is also
a late first-round pick. He went for like the 26th pick. If Miami trades one of their two first-round picks, now they're out of the game for better. And unless you think that Wood is going to put you over the top for a title, which I do not, then and that's fair. If you really feel like, hey, listen, if you get Wood for one pick and you flip the other pick at the deadline for another guy and you get two pieces, that is a perfectly okay take to have. And I also think the reverse is also okay to have. Like, I think you save those and see what you can get. And maybe you can free up a third to really get something good. So I get that side of it, and I think that it's valid. But I also think, like, keeping the pick and waiting is also valid. Like, I think both sides are.
So here's what I want. And no disrespect to this commenter, I think we have to do a better job of really paying attention to these players before we, like, thanks, G, before we really get into how much we want them and how they would help. We can't just look at certain games where they scored a certain amount of points, look at the highlights, and be like, oh, this person fits here. Christian Wood doesn't defend. His shot selection is terrible. His attitude sucks. And I understand the Heat culture can fix some of this other shit. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes you get a Deion Waiters. Sometimes you get a Hassan Whiteside. And so, Christian Wood, he's not first round. This team is good. I understand the stuff with the four, whatever. This team is still good. They're not so bad and desperate where they have to just go out and do something.
Kenny, we don't got to shit on, like, other things. Like, that Christian Wood for the 26th pick is a fucking steal. He's a good player.
I mean,
he's maybe a little bit of a looter and a riot, but he's like a good player. He can shoot the ball. He can rebound. And he's big. And that's,
but
like,
see, here's the thing. When he went for that,
I think we have to...
When he went for that
late, we have to ask ourselves why he went for that also.
But also, when he went for that late first round pick, if we had given up that first round pick, you take yourself out of every conversation. Yes. That's the thing. It's like hindsight is 20/20. Well, they should have known that you were never in the Kevin Durant. No, you don't ever put yourself out of the discussion for an all time, like, transcendent player who says they want to play for your team. You hold all your chips, you do your best, and then you strike out, you make the next move. Right now, there is no next move, apparently, right? I'm out here like, is Miles, what does Miles Turner cost? What does John Collins cost?
Man hates that dude too.
Listen, they're going to have to get over this shit, all right? Like, you know, I don't like several members of Heat Beat, but I came back. I'm not going to name names.
I mean, there's a reason why Jack's not here anymore. I'm kidding.
No, but deadass, like, you got to get over that shit at some point. Like, so, like, there are guys out there, Harrison Barnes, like, if there's deals to be made for some of these guys, like, to me right now, I would pull that trigger. Like, the Kevin Durant shit ain't happening. Like, if it didn't happen this offseason with all the trouble he's caused, it ain't happening. Maybe you do wait to the trade deadline and see if the Nets get desperate. Kevin Durant is just dogging it, like kind of like how James Harden did in Houston, or how like James Harden did in Brooklyn. Like, there's a lot of James Harden examples in this scenario. But if Kevin Durant's dogging it, maybe you could do something at the trade deadline. But me, with the roster we have now, with Jimmy's window, this the window thing, but with Jimmy's window, I would go all in for a power forward. I do think a Miles Turner, John Collins, Harrison Barnes, any of those type guys put you over the top. Like, if they made that kind of move, I think that puts you into the conversation for number one in the East. Like,
I mean,
you
have, I heard they're done. I think we've both heard from the same people that they're done. That this is what it is.
Listen,
for now, until the deadline.
I love the person who told us they're done. I love them like a brother, okay? Like, I love them like family. I don't trust anybody anymore. Why? Because shit changes. Somebody in the front office could tell a motherfucker we're done at 3, and at 3:15, John Collins is available for dunking in the first. And you know what? Know who's not done anymore? The Miami Heat. They're not done anymore. So all this idea, we're done, we like our team. What's that?
Yeah,
listen.
Yeah, I know.
If it's John Collins for dunking in the first.
I don't do it.
You're not doing that?
No. I don't think I don't like him. I'd rather just keep the first.
Is your team better?
I don't think it's better than it was with PJ.
Is John Collins better than Caleb Martin?
Yes.
At the four.
Yes. Oh, but that's the same thing as the Christian Wood thing. I'd rather have Wood than Collins.
Like, you're crazy.
I just don't like John Collins.
How about Miles Turner?
I'm more into that, but
I'm telling you.
My thing with him is that, like, I mean, we saw in the Celtics series, like, Horford and Rob Williams, like, when you downsize, you get one of those guys off the floor. And the Warriors were able to do it to them. Miami did it to the Lakers, even when the Lakers won a title. Like, you...
I just don't think you can downsize for 82 games plus...
No, for sure. I'm just saying, like, when it comes, like, to winning time, I have... And I think I've been pretty consistent with that. Like, I'm afraid of kind of having two big guys as, like, high-paid players.
And that's fine. You close with Jimmy at the four, and that's fine. But there's another 43 minutes to the game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, like, John Collins will get you 17 points. Miles Turner will get you 18 points consistently. Like, and they will give you some of those relief points that we just couldn't get last year. And Jimmy just had to go in neck first, like Lebertard always says, and manufacture points. Like, some of these guys could do some of those things that we're looking for.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's that?
Dan's been saying that for 15 years.
I know. I've been listening to a lot of Lebertard.
He's been consistent. Like, him and Sugats are just goats.
That's why you got to keep rotating the cast. That's why I do a hangover time. I haven't had a new take in about 6 years.
That's Dan's dirty secret. Dan has the same takes that he did in 2011. He just shipping container gets more stuff.
Every year I'm like, Kenny, come save me. Joey, Tiff, Siobhan. Like, I'm just bringing in new talent. Just to buoy my fucking lameness. Like, I've just been doing the same. This shtick, me getting drunk on podcasts, it wears after a while.
They added witty, and they just make fun of witty, and I was like, you know, you can never go wrong with that.
I mean, we added Kenny and made fun of his glasses for 3 weeks.
And his internet for
listen,
months.
Yeah, like, listen, Hey, listen, I get Dan. I understand.
We made fun of me for 10 years, and then it got old.
And then we brought
and
in Kenny.
And then we moved on, and now we pick on Brian a lot, and then, you know, so that's the formula. That's the formula. Real quick, guys, Montrezl Harrell goes to Philly. I think it's honestly, my thing was, if you're going to play Trez, you might as well just play Yurt at that point. They're both non-shooters. They're both turned – like, Trez is an awful defender. He can't defend fours. He's just – I just think having him defend anybody quicker is a bad idea, and I don't really – I saw some Heat fans mad at it. Alf, I'm okay with that just passing. I don't
Heat
think
fans are – every time there's a fucking trade, Heat fans are mad. I don't care when Heat fans get
mad. He's a signing.
Like, got to start.
See, like, I want – I would want Montrezl Harrell, but he would be my backup four. I would still start Caleb Martin. if we signed Montrezl Harrell –
congrats
like,
on the acquittal, bro. Free man.
we shored up that four spot, the backup four spot. Like, I would not start Montrezl Harrell in 2023. Like,
listen,
I'm not doing.
I also think that's fucked up to Omer.
Yeah, it's like, hey, listen,
it's fucked
if we
up.
Wanted
this
somebody
guy's like, finally,
slow footed, doesn't play a lot of defense, and can rim run. Like, we got that
He's
motherfucker
like,
at home.
We got that at home
for dirt cheap. And we like, they gave Montrezl a 2-year contract. I mean, it was like $5 million, but. I'm still not giving my
it was like I it guess. Was like Moose in the chat, like, man, I really wanted Beverly, and then Tiff's like, we got Bev at home. Puts a picture of Gabe Vincent.
Gabe Vincent is a better defender than Pat Beverly.
Oh, I think Gabe Vincent is just a better player than Pat Bev. Like,
hands down. I hate Pat Beverly.
I think Gabe Vincent could be the best backup point guard in the league next year.
I wouldn't.
It's possible.
I haven't looked like too
he
closely
was starting
at that,
conference
but...
finals games.
He's like
he was starting games where they were beating the shit out the Sixers. Like, come on.
You know, Alf, we have so ever since Baino, they haven't had a steady backup point guard that you trust. Because even when Dragic wasn't starting, Dragic was like the guy. Like, Dragic was the closer. They have a real backup point guard that does backup point guard shit.
I have been singing the praises of Beno Udrich on this podcast for years.
Yeah.
Like, he was, I was weirdly obsessed with his fucking consistency.
Calming
presence. And that motherfucker came in. If you had a 2-point lead with Beno Udrich, when he sat down, you'd have a 3-point lead, maybe a 4-point lead. Lifer. But you would not have lost your lead. Like, he was going to keep the status quo. I would have closed with him. If I had the lead, I'm closing with Ben. Everyone sit on the fucking bench.
He would hit
Ben
every mid-range jumper that you needed. Like, if he's about to go to the bench and you lost, you're like minus one, he'll hit a mid-range contested jumper that is so slow.
He ain't scoring unless you scored first. He's like, oh, well, no, I'm not gonna.
Don't ask him
shit.
For assists either.
Yeah, no, he's not a playmaker. He's there to get a couple buckets and to keep the status quo.
He's like Chicago Bulls Brad Miller, like very slow.
Listen, if you're down three,
that is a reference. Jesus Christ, Brad.
If you're down three, when Beto comes out, you'll still be down three, but you won't be down six, guarantee that.
Immaculate shit. Hair, really, just always stayed in place because he didn't sweat. Probably because he didn't try that hard.
Did Gad really get mad we didn't get fucking TJ Warren?
And I love Gad. I love Gad. Gad's one of the smartest young guys like on Twitter. And he was like, yeah, man, like, he just went for nothing. And I get that. You're just like, that guy's probably like at the minimum. You're like, okay, that guy can play for you. And I don't know, man. I'm like, he hasn't played him forever. Jimmy hates him. And he had like one stretch where he was really good. And then he got hurt and we haven't seen him since. So.
He is better than Haywood Highsmith.
Probably, but...
Well, how much did TJ Warren get paid?
He got the minimum.
Very little.
He got the minimum in Brooklyn.
I just think, Jimmy,
you don't think that... I mean, I want to ask like this to fans. You don't think that you think the organization that the fucking Houdini got pulled and then Pat's like palm to forehead, oh my God, I totally forgot TJ Warren was available. Fucking no. They look at him and they're like, no thanks, Jimmy probably... Or they probably ask like, hey, Jimmy, would you want to play with this guy? Jimmy's like, fuck no. And they're like, okay.
Somebody was like, there's no way they're talking to Jimmy about personnel decisions.
I think people, like, yeah, people
yeah,
don't
if you don't
remember,
think they are, you're insane.
Alf, do you remember how fucking ugly it was when LeBron left, Dwayne left, and Bosch left? I think they know that they can't fuck around with star management anymore. And they're not stupid. They're going to make life great for their stars, right? Jimmy almost killed the fucking head coach in front of America. And he can do whatever. He runs shit.
Somebody's like, oh, they're when people are telling me they're wasting Jimmy's win or they're wasting Jimmy's prime.
That shit is so dumb.
He has never been more successful than he has in Miami. He's been to the finals. He's been to game 7 of an Eastern Conference finals. He has come off of scoring less points than, who is it? The backup, Bryn Forbes, in a playoff, to being hailed as one of the best players in the NBA because of a playoff run he had with Miami. Like, my man is fine. He's out here getting weaves. He's out here playing short dudes in Peru or wherever the fuck he was. Excellent. Like, he is having the time of his life. He's doing a world tour, like making overpriced coffee. Like, his name is
that
Starbucks.
Shit's fire,
like,
though. Alf. Yeah,
but he's fine. Like, people are so worried. Jimmy's going to be upset. I'm going to tell Jimmy on you because you didn't try to get Kevin to shut the fuck up.
Do you remember when
Jimmy Butler is fine, bro?
Was it to Rohan or was it to GQ where Jimmy's like, yeah, I don't know, winning. Who cares if I never win or whatever? I'm happy.
I don't believe
that was last year, right before the playoffs, and everyone's like, I remember Tim was like, uh-oh, we're fucking losing. That man went nuts. Came out like a world beater. Listen, if Jimmy puts up a fucking 3-for-24 in a fucking December in Minnesota, I won't give a shit. That guy is Teflon forever.
I just want to know what people think Jimmy's window is exactly, because he's just coming off being the best player in the playoffs.
I think if they don't do shit at the deadline, like, you got to look at this and be like, okay, like, this is, you know, it's a problem.
I mean, how
like, they
good
wasted
do they look
Wayne
going
Wade's
into
prime.
The deadline, though?
Like they wasted Wade's best years, like, waiting for
Kevin. Like, if Caleb Martin is beating dudes up and on the block, like, averaging 9.5 rebounds a game. Like,
I thought it was funny, Alf, when people were mad that, like, Marcus Morris signed somewhere else. I'd expect that from Siobhan, not from the rest of y'all.
Siobhan loves a guy like Marcus Morris.
Siobhan loves a tough
dude. Wasn't Marcus or Marcus? It was Markeith, right?
It was Markeith.
No, Marcus signed somewhere. But, like, I get Siobhan has – Siobhan likes a guy who can go and give you, like, solid minutes. Like, she
wants toughness.
Appreciates a good, tough role player. And so do I. But I'm not going to get mad because every time a tough journeyman goes somewhere, like, come on. Like you know, like, I'm going to be mad because Dale Davis signed somewhere else. Like, fuck, it's Dale Davis, bro. Like,
I just think it's funny, man. Like, when did he Twitter turn into, like, a bunch of little incels complaining about everything?
No, it's like this whole...
I don't want to be that show either that just shits on the fans because, like, we're all fans here and stuff, but it's like...
No, I'm shitting on them. Shut up.
shut the fuck up.
And I know I sound old, but, like, it's this thing now where, like, it's more... It's better and it's more fun and, I guess, edgy to be controversial and shitty and negative. Like, that's the thing. Like, and Kenny points it out all the time. And ever since he did it, it's funnier to me. Like, there's a whole bunch of little fake Chef Trillies out there, but you ain't as funny as Chef Trilly is, bro. Like,
Chef Trilly got jokes. You
never
will be. To the table.
And you don't realize Chef Trilly is laughing at you. Like, he don't believe half the shit he says. Like, Chef Trilly is trolling all the time, and you out here getting legit mad. Like,
the Donovan
you really
Mitchell
think that Chef Trilly's out at fucking, you know, out at Canes games crying over fucking Donovan Mitchell? Like, no. Like,
judging by that crowd, no one was at a Canes game.
Exactly. Like,
they're referring to players by their jerseys numbers. Like, hey, man, find yourself, dog. Yeah,
like, get your own voice.
You can't be him.
I don't want to shit on fans or anything because, like, I understand.
When,
like,
I came out, I wanted to be snotty dripping really bad when I jumped on that website. I used to think Jamel Hill was hilarious. Like, but you grow, get your
yikes, man.
I'm saying it was 2011. Come on, like, grow up, get your own thing. That's all I'm saying.
All right, be your own person. I think that's about time. However, I do want to do so. We're introducing something new to the podcast. I mentioned it last time. I'm trying to work, see if it's nice. It's called the Community Voice, where every time we have a guest, we ask them a question that they want to ask the community, and then we kind of pass it along, and then people ask the community. So we don't have guests today, but I do, you know, last time, Leif asked our community, you know, if Udonis Haslem is a song, is a hip-hop song, what would he be? So we asked our chat, we asked our listeners. D Slacker on YouTube says, I feel like the easy answer for UD's theme song is Born and Raised by DJ Khaled.
Wrong.
Armand said, answer to Leif's question, Ace Hood, Go and Get Him. Go and Get It.
No.
No. Wrong. I like those are the two I liked. What would you guys say?
I think regardless of the subject matter, it has to be like the most possible representative of Miami from that time. So UD is scarred by Uncle Luke, and there's really no other answer.
No, that's incorrect. I'm looking for the song right now. Keep talking.
You don't even remember the song. God damn it.
I can never remember the real...
It has to be a Miami song, though. It has to be.
You know, Kenny, people got mad
at me. Or some Trick Daddy song.
I like Jeezy more than Ross. And I was like, do I gotta like Ross more because I'm from Miami?
Yes.
Do I? I don't think Ross is better.
Ross is way better.
Yeah, he's a much better rapper.
What is with you people in Jeezy?
He is so much better. He makes much better music than Jeezy. He's a much better rapper. I don't even... He absolutely...
This is it.
It is.
It's the only song.
Are we going to get DMCA? But before we get canceled,
wait, the best part's coming.
I gotta talk over because I don't want to get DMCA. What's the song name? I'm scared. No, I'm scared. I'm so scared.
Wait one motherfucking minute.
I'm scared. Okay.
Is that or is boy? It's one of those Trick Daddy songs.
That's it, right?
Old Trick Daddy. Old Trick Daddy's the best.
Did you stop the show?
No, I didn't. I should have. I wanted to give you a chance. Alpha, because you're not on as often as Kenny. I wanted to give you a chance to ask the community voice. So what would you like to ask our community? You can put in the YouTube comments, and the next show we'll answer, and we'll go on.
I guess it have to be like a funny
It could be anything. I don't
question.
Know. It could be anything.
Somebody said Denzel Curry in the chat. Oh, I don't know Denzel Curry. Like, Denzel Curry can come on at a barbecue, and people start going nuts.
Denzel Curry did music for an anime, and I just feel like that disqualifies him.
Half the old Denzel head Curry, that shit off. And I like Denzel Curry.
He's from Miami.
Nah, he makes music for Hispanic tattoo artists. I'm good on him.
I would have loved to end the show there, but I gotta get help to ask the community.
What is, I don't know.
anybody who's ever drawn a skull loves Denzel Curry.
Do I have to ask a serious question?
It could be whatever you want. I'm trying something new. I'm trying to freshen up the pot.
Yeah, you should have told me before.
I forgot because I was late. I went to the gym and I showered and I got on the pod late and then nothing worked because...
I have a question. I want to know this legitimately. Okay. Who's the Heat's third best player? I want the chat. I want the fans to answer that question.
I have my answer.
That's a great one. Okay, so
I know your answer.
Alf's community voice, Kenny's going to say Bam because he thinks Tyler's better. So Alf's community voice, will answer in the YouTube comments. Tweet us at Miami Heat Beat, at MIA Heat Beat on Twitter. Put in the comments. Who do you think the Heat's third best player is? I have a guest plan for next show, so hopefully, you know, we'll be up and ready for that. That's a surprise.
Ethan said, Denzel Curry makes music for Spanish dudes who use the N-word.
Stop!